Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get fired up, Padres fans. It's Friar Friday on 97.3 The Fan.
If you're looking for something to do this weekend, drive-in movies are back big time. It's the preferred 2020 version of watching films on the big screen. In partnership with Westfield UTC, San Diego's ultimate shopping and leisure experience, the parking lot will be transformed into the perfect spot for drive-in movies. The COVID-appropriate venue will space cars 6 feet apart and feature these film favorites. Tonight, September 18th, The Star is Born.
In the share, hello.
Tomorrow, September 19th, Yesterday. That's another musical feature. The Beatles.
Oh, the Beatles movie, yeah.
Next Friday, September 25th, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Bueller, over Bueller. And next Saturday, September 26th, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Didn't see that one, 2017 version.
Missed that one as well.
For tickets, go to sdfilmfest.com. Paul's mother-in-law joins us right after this check. I will just explain. If you're just joining us, we'll explain in a moment. Right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan, here's Kelly Danick. All right, Woods, we found out yesterday. Well, I found out yesterday. Apparently, you knew for a while.
You didn't know that?
I didn't really know that was official.
I thought it was. You don't
they
pay
were just
attention.
Escaping the heat.
No.
Because there was air conditioning for a while.
You don't pay attention very much.
I do. I pay attention. I don't really pay attention.
You don't.
Attention. That's okay. It makes things delightful surprises.
Do the show, bitch!
That otherwise, oh, yeah, I knew that a long time ago. So you get more genuine reactions.
It's true.
That our producer, Paul Reindl, and his new wife, Megan, are moving in with Paul's mother-in-law, Megan's mom, up in Escondido.
Yeah.
Of course, that got you curious about the dynamic
of course.
At play.
Of course. And when he told me, Paul told me a few weeks ago, and I said, oh, cool, can we talk about it? Because it's interesting. That's interesting to me. And I think a lot of our listeners can relate, especially in this year that has been, you know, COVID 2020. I mean, that's basically what it's been. And everybody's had to make adjustments. Everybody's had to change their way of life. If you have a chance to maybe save some money, you can do that. But it certainly leads to an interesting dynamic. Newlyweds moving in with, you know, one parent. And I definitely wanted to get Marianne on the line because, number one, she's really funny. She's great. And I, you know, see her on Twitter, and she's a big fan of our show. So I wanted to welcome her to the program this morning. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning. How are you?
We are doing very well. I love that she calls him Paulie, by the way. I was very curious about your new roommates and how this came to be.
Well, as you were saying, actually Ben was right. They were coming up here to escape the heat. And, you know, I figured since they're here all the time anyway and times are rough, I knew that Megan had gotten laid off. And, you know, it's been a struggle. They've had quite a year. And so I just suggested to Megan, I said, you know, if you guys want to just save money for a little while, I mean, you know, we'll definitely have an end date, but, you know, it's fine with me if you guys want to move in. And Paul was like, hell no, you know, I don't want to do that. And I, you know, I understand. I totally understand.
Of course. Men are very prideful.
He has a lot of pride. He does. I really respect him. But anyway, so they thought about it and then decided, yeah, why not just for a little while. And, you know, the heat helped because their place was...
It was terrible.
Not pleasant. It was awful.
It was an oven. Yeah, Paul would tell me every day. Yeah, if you follow them on Twitter, you saw it. It was just it was an oven in there every single day.
We literally we bought neck fans that we would just wear around our neck and just blow right on our face while we're sitting there, you know, eating dinner.
It's just awful. It's just an awful, awful experience.
And, you know, the added thing, like, I think Paul probably would have just toughed it out if he wasn't with my daughter. But Megan doesn't like to be hot. And when Megan's not comfortable, it's difficult. So
your words, so not mine.
I think she would agree.
I think she would
at
agree.
At some point.
Yeah, she would.
But,
now, you said something. So, it was kind of under the radar. Ben, I know Ben picked up on it. Did you hear what she said when she said, there's an end date?
Picked up on it. Yeah.
When just, you know, I'm sure it's fluid. We have to be fluid. That's one thing we've all learned in 2020. We've all got to be fluid. Ben and I are broadcasting from a kitchen table right now. Paul's back in the studio. Everybody has to be fluid. In your mind's eye, when do you see Paul and Megan moving on to the next chapter of their life together?
Well, my dream of dreams is February. But
February, okay.
I mean, I have to be reasonable. And, you know, Megan right away was like, we're going to be out by Christmas. And I'm like, well, okay, probably not.
Just settle down. Give them till February.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it gives you something to shoot for. Something. Now, are they responsible for any bills in the home?
Yes.
Oh, look at you. Now, see, this is good info for me, Ben, because I'm a dad. And my wife and I have very different parental ideas. My wife wants Bo to live with her for the rest of his life. She has said, you're probably going to be gone. I want Bo here. I, as his father, at 18, he's out the door. Like, hey, man, I love you. Now, my parents would take me in, and I'd go leave again, and they'd take me in again, and you know, whatever. It took me a little while to get it all figured out, and that's okay. But Hannah wants Bo there forever, and I want him to be independent.
She won't. She'll change her mind. I'm telling you, children are made that way. By the time she's 18, she will want him to go and never come back. It's just the way it's nature.
I'm less curious about bills than I am chores.
Yeah, what about his chores? What's his daily responsibilities?
You mean, what have I asked them to do versus what do they do?
Yes, correct.
Okay, Paul, sorry. So pick up the poop, because now there's four freaking dogs, not just my one little Archie. Okay?
He's on duty patrol.
Yeah, poop duty. And clean up after yourself in the kitchen. I have to say, Megan is really good about, you know, pushing the button on the Roomba and sending that around. So that's good.
But that is a good
thing. They totally take care of their bathroom and bedroom. I don't care about that.
Good.
That's just pretty much it. I mean, they're very entertaining, and they're really fine to have around.
Good.
You know,
well, that makes me happy.
You know,
if you have any problems with Paul, you come to me and I'll take care of it. All
you
right.
Bet.
Just let me know. And any info or funny stuff you can feed me, Marianne, that would be great too. Maybe we should have Marianne start writing a recap every night as well, Paul. What do you think about that?
Well,
and she sends it over.
Well,
look,
I've
it's not going to be any worse than Paul's recap. I'll tell you right now, Marianne.
Well, now I can actually tell you what I'm really doing in my.
All right, I have one final question before we let you go, and I think you know what it is.
Oh God!
What?
I'm trying to phrase it in a delicate manner.
Oh God! You're not going to ask about SEX, are you?
I am going to ask, in fact, about SEX. Now, can we? Is there? There probably hasn't been anything. Now they're married. I mean, they're not living in sin. This is what you do when you're a married couple.
Married, I don't care. Yeah.
I know. I get it. But you know, all their bases are covered here. Or do they do like a sock on the front door if they want you not to come home? Because that was the move in college. Like,
oh
don't come in here if there's a sock on that door. Can we do something like that? Rubber band, maybe?
Well, being the intuitive person I am, I'm not around a lot when Paul gets home from work. Well, I have to work, so I'm working until like 3. But after that, I'm gone. And I give them Saturdays. I take off places on Saturdays. So
Paul, you got like 10, from 10 to 3 every day to just do what it is that you guys feel you need to do.
No, after 3.
No, I'm in the living room at 10 to 3.
Oh,
she's working from home until 3 o'clock, and then she's
that's
out.
That's right. working from home. Okay. Okay. So you got like three, you know, 3 to 5, let's call it. Well, I don't know. I like the sock on the door idea. At your mother-in-law's house, putting a sock on the front door. Like, oh, I guess I'm driving around the neighborhood for another 15 minutes. Just text me when you guys are finished.
I would never get to go home if there was, if we had to actually address it and they had control over when I got home.
Good God. Now, you haven't heard anything yet, have you?
No. No. My house is set up. It's small, but it's set up like I'm far away from them.
Okay. It's probably the best.
You know? Believe it or not.
It's probably for the best. It's probably for the best. And you're a delight, and you're a doll. And thank you for taking our beloved Paul and Megan in. You know, hey, listen, don't be afraid to crack the whip over there. Don't be afraid to send me any little anecdotes that you may find amusing. We follow each other on Twitter. You can DM me, and I do think it may be a good idea, Paul, if you have your mother-in-law write a recap every night. Marianne's recap as well. Thank you so much. You are
oh,
awesome. That was really, really fun.
That was mother-in-law Marianne on our SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU online and mobile banking lets you do your banking from your smartphone. Message and data rates may apply. For details, visit SDCCU.com.
SEX, by the way. You're not going to ask me about SEX, are you? I am.
I have a little research update for you. The Grand Slam single was hit by Robin Ventura.
Okay.
In 1999. That was 21 years ago in the National League Championship Series, Game 5.
In an NLCS?
Yeah, Mets against the Braves. It was actually in the 15th inning.
Oh.
The Braves, it was 2-2. Braves scored in the top of the 15th, making it 3-2. Bottom of the 15th, the Mets loaded the bases. Todd Pratt drew a bases-loaded walk, tying the score at 3, and then Robin Ventura hit a 2-1 pitch over the right center wall for what was apparently a grand slam, but then Pratt grabs him between first and second, and they start dancing around, and then
the
Mets dugout really just mobbed them all out there, and Robin Ventura never finished rounding the bases. One run had already scored, though, and umpires ruled that was the only run that counted. Instead of a grand slam, a home run, it was ruled a single for Robin Ventura. And that was the Grand Slam single. And, boy, does that make me feel old that was over 2 decades ago.
Boy, does that make me pissed off that the ball I just hit over the fence, even though it was a game winner, I want credit for a Grand Slam over a single.
Sure, but you also have fame now. I mean, we wouldn't be talking about just a normal walk-off Grand Slam today.
That is wild.
We were talking about a Grand Slam single, though.
Yeah, but the Donaldson thing, we're referring to that happened last night. I don't know, man. It's weird. Like, it's weird because it's not a unwritten, it's not an unwritten. Was he showing up the umpire? Yeah, I traditionally don't have problems with him doing that or with people showing up umpires because umpires have no problem showing up players. And apparently he was. I haven't seen the whole thing in context, but I do know that he got thrown out of a game. And I do know that his spot came, the guy that went into his spot, Cade in a big moment late in the game, and he dropped a pop-up as well. That I do know.
And so, they lost.
And they lost 4-3. They're a better team with Josh Donaldson in it, on the field and in the lineup. So, I don't know. I mean, again, you make the point. Ben made the point. I didn't make the point. If Manny Machado did that, the world would have ended today. It would have swallowed us. It would have opened up and swallowed us all.
It's funny because it's not something I would have ever thought of. If Manny Machado was playing for another team, I would have probably just been piling along with everybody else. But now that I've seen it up close, and there's a tinge absolutely of racism.
There's no freaking doubt,
and it bothers me a lot.
It does.
I didn't realize how much it was going to bother me, but just think about that. If Manny Machado had done the same thing, it would be every, national radio host.
Lead story.
The consternation, the outcry would be deafening today.
Yeah.
Because it's Josh Donaldson.
He got celebrated.
Yeah, he'll probably be like, what a jerk of an umpire.
They did.
With such a thin skin.
They absolutely did.
Can't take that. So.
And both things can be true, by the way. I mean, the umpires are very thin-skinned. These days, it's
if I was that umpire, honestly, I would have laughed.
I would have, too. I would have too. But
the, like a nice home run.
Well, no. Hey, you got me back, right? Like, what's the best revenge? Living well, and he lived really well when he hit that one out of the yard. That's how you get. That's how you get a guy back that throws at your dome. That's how you get an umpire back for blowing a call. You hit one out and look at him and say, eh, "All right, see, I know what strikes are," and then you run around the bases. But no, it's. You're absolutely right. It would have been the end of the world today if Manny Machado, and hell, let's call it what it is, if Fernando Tatis had done it, if Trent Grisham had done it. Honestly, like it would have been the end of the world. Josh Donaldson doesn't. He's just a cut-up. You know, he's just a cut-up.
And he cost his team potentially
a win.
An important game. I mean, the White Sox clinched a playoff spot with that win yesterday. They're in. For the first time since 2008.
Incredible.
I mean, it's not like the Twins aren't going to get in. They're going to get in as well, yep. But interesting. All right, well, we've got a good show coming up for you, as Woodsy mentioned. The manager, Skipper Jace Tingler, is going to be with us in our Friar Friday 8 o'clock hour. A lot to get to before that. First up, though, our Rindle Report. How would you react getting some of the best news of your life while you were on the air? Happened last night. It's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.